Good, how are you?
This is at 6:30, just on the list of the trust.
And do we have language on that?
Yeah, I have it on my desk.
Okay, we'll talk about it after this one.
All right, Mr. Clerk, can you please call the roll for the Standing Bonding Subcommittee of the Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law, please?
Alderman David DeFronzo.
Here.
Alderman Carlo Carlozzi.
Here.
Alderwoman Suzanne Balinski.
Present.
Alderwoman Toni Lynn Collins.
Here.
Alderman Michael Trueworthy.
Here.
Alderman Adam Platush.
Here.
Alderman Don Naples.
Here.
Alderman Jamie Giantonio. Alderman Robert Schmedley.
Present.
Board of Finance and Taxation Commissioner Mike DeGrandis. Commissioner Robert Cusack. Eight present. Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk.
Would you also please seat Alderman Louis Salvio, Alderman Wilfredo Pavone, Alderman Daniel Salerno.
So noted for the record. Mr. Clerk, can you please read the notice into the record?
Sure. Standing Bonding Subcommittee of the Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law. Legal notice of special meeting. The Standing Bonding Subcommittee of the Common Council Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law will hold a special meeting on Wednesday evening, August 13, 2014, at 6 p.m. in the Council Chamber, City Hall, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut, for the following. To act on a report of the Common Council of the City of New Britain regarding an amendment to amend the $7,524,186 appropriation and bonding authorization for the purchase of various items of capital equipment to revise the items to be purchased. Number two, to act on a report of the Common Council of the City of New Britain regarding amendment to the $4,070,000 appropriation and bonding authorization for the purchase of various items of capital equipment to revise the items to be purchased. Number three, to act on a report of the Common Council City of New Britain regarding a resolution to close out completed capital projects and deauthorize the related unused bond authorizations. Lawrence J. Hermanowski, Clerk of Bonding Subcommittee.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. So we'll call this meeting to order at 6:16 p.m. Appears we have three items on the agenda for this meeting. There's no public hearing prior to this meeting. There will be one prior to the special meeting, which will begin, I believe, at 6:45. So the first item on the agenda is report to amend $7,524,186 appropriation and bond authorization for the purchase of various items of capital equipment to revise the items to be purchased. Is there a motion? Alderwoman Balinski.
So that we can have discussion on it, I'm going to say a motion to accept the report, and then I'll decide if I don't want to give any favorable recommendation or anything until we have discussion on it, but to get it on the floor so we can talk about it, because this is the first that I think all of us have seen this.
Second.
A motion made by Alderwoman Balinski, seconded by Alderwoman Collins. For the discussion, Alderwoman Balinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I see that Mr. Moriarty is in front of us. Maybe if you could explain the packets that we received and what we're doing here specifically.
I'm not sure what you have in your hands. I printed stuff out a little bit larger, so it's maybe easier to read.
We have an eye chart.
Okay.
Just
we got bigger ones.
I still need magnifying glass.
And I just for clarification, at this meeting we're only acting on the three reports.
Actually,
is that correct?
We act on the reports and then the resolutions come before. Right?
Come before the special meeting.
Mike.
Actually, I don't think it's I was going to say it's not properly done because the We act on the report when we, during the mayor's warrant, during the bonding committee meeting and the standing bonding subcommittee.
Should be to accept and refer a report back.
Right, exactly.
Only three items contained in the notice.
Got pictures?
Okay, I think that what the notice should be is to accept and refer to the Common Council of the City of New Britain a report regarding an amendment to. And I don't know if it has not been, I would mean, do we have like Corporation Counsel here or someone from legal? If it's not been noticed correctly, as far as us in the subcommittee accepting and referring.
Good evening.
Versus act on a report.
This is the way we've always framed the agenda item. I think the motion that's made is to accept and report to the council with a favorable or negative or neutral recommendation, but this is the way we've always framed the and worded the word the items for the agenda would be to act on a report to the Common Council on a particular item.
Okay, I see what he's saying because I'm comparing between the legal notice of the special meeting here. I see. So what you're saying is this is to act on the report and then the mayor's warrant is to accept the report after action. Okay, all right. All right, now that we've gotten that out of the way. Thank you. Okay, this is so much better. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Mr. Moriarty.
Yes.
So the one we're looking at first for this particular, oh, I have two of the same.
They're not. There's one's 2014 and one is for 2011.
I see the totals are different right now. Okay, so there's two sheets. Can you please walk us through the sheets, Mr. Moriarty?
Sure. I'll explain to you basically the process that we went through. Obviously, limited equipment purchased in the past couple of years, and we were getting to the point where there's certain pieces of equipment that were either originally there was a cost in the original bonds that wasn't sufficient then to buy the pieces of equipment. So we, for some of them, we needed to come back to the council to appropriate more money, or just not really appropriate more money, to move money around within line items so we could purchase some of the items. And then there was some new items that we needed to purchase based on a number of things, and we can walk you through every particular item. So what we did is within the money allotted just to Public Works and Parks, like the new Public Works Department as of the reorg, real allotted money for prior purchases to the purchases that we really need to do now. Overall, if once we go through this, you'll see that overall we have a reduction in the overall size of the fleet. Low boys that we're purchasing, there's one being purchased, there's four being taken off. There's some, so essentially there's a number of pieces of equipment that I also have the pictures. You could see the rot and the disrepair on some of these pieces of equipment that are being taken offline. We worked with finance on this. I brought with me Dennis Pellegrino, who is oversees the fleet, and Sam Plumley, who, in lieu of us not having a permanent fleet manager, has been working with us on the fleet. And Sam could talk to you probably better than anyone about condition of parks and larger vehicles and the status of our fleet and the real urgency to buy some of these vehicles so we can maintain some of the really important operations. And specifically, a lot of these are snow operations. As it stands right now, without some of these purchases, we really would be in trouble for snow operations. We wouldn't be able to necessarily maintain a full snow operation, especially without purchase of some of these larger vehicles.
Okay, I need to interrupt you there, if you don't mind, through you, Mr. Chair. I need you to first explain these to me.
And I will explain.
And how you're, I know what you're doing, but I need to understand how to read them. So if you could, I have one before me, the first one, full year 2011 capital equipment bond that still needs to be purchased.
Okay.
So maybe we go through that, because the other one's full year 14 then.
If you go through just like the first item, a lowboy dump truck.
Right.
On the 2011 bond, that's currently allotted at $76,000 for that particular item.
Okay.
Let's see.
And I see you're saying that it's funded in both the 2011 and 2014.
Yes.
Because if we look over at the 14, there's also 76 allotted there.
So we defunded that item.
And that's a separate finance account number, correct?
Correct.
So it's two funds.
We defunded that item in the 2011 bond.
Okay, that makes sense.
So we can we can use the $76,000 that was allotted to that line item on something else. Like, as you go down to the next item, the dump truck with sander that had a current allotment of $160,000. That was $40,000 short for current purchase of the equipment we need. So part of the $76,000 from the prior item was allotted to the dump truck so we can complete that purchase.
Okay, so that is, through you, Mr. Chair, that is the second item on the 2011, but it's the bottom item on the 2014, correct? It's the same thing, the dump truck with plow and sander, field services, parks and streets?
No.
It's a new item, so you're looking for two of those?
Yes, we need two of those.
Okay, you need two of them. All right, so you need more money to purchase it, you need $40,000 more. And are you saying that through the rest of this, you come out with $40,000 more through the pluses and minuses?
Through all the pluses and minuses, without any increase to the bond, we're able to go through and make all the purchases that we needed. We went through an extensive exercise on any purchases that to just do essential equipment that we need to buy to maintain our operations. A lot of this is snow. Some of it is mowing equipment. Let's see. Good example is snow removal equipment under field services, which is the fourth item down in the 2011 bond. Our piece of equipment that maintains 12 miles of sidewalk, for 4 years we've been talking that this is going to go, and this, it's on its last leg, and we've been pushing it off. That item primarily funds the piece of equipment that will handle the 12 miles of municipal sidewalk that we plow each year.
Excuse me, just for the record, if we could see all the woman in black, please. Sorry, Mr. Moore.
Okay, so I see through you, Mr. Chair. I see what you're doing. Through your 2011 bond, you're going through the items, the ones that you need, and you've identified, versus 2014, you've identified some duplicates. On those duplicates, you're using the money from the duplication in the 2011 bond to reallocate to purchase some other items and pay for ones that potentially have shortfall with regards to the bid.
For the most part, I mean, there's some that we are just no longer purchasing. Some are not just a duplicate. Some are deciding to go with a smaller fleet.
Further discussion or questions for Mr. Moriarty? Alderman Chulworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Chairman, through you to Mr. Moriarty. Mr. Moriarty, on the 2011 bond authorization here that I'm looking at, the mowing equipment for Public Works.
Yep.
So I just wanted to, on the agenda this evening, I believe it is item 222. Let me look here. Item F regarding the new Toro Reelmaster mowers.
Yep.
Are those not being an expert in lawn mowing equipment, are those Toros that you're referring to?
One of those is actually on the 2014 bond. It's the mower for Stanley Golf Course.
Okay.
That's one of the items that's, yeah, that is directly related to that item.
Okay. So the funding, so we're changing around the funding. I mean, I understand exactly what we're doing. There's no plus or, there's no plus or minus to the bond authorizations either for number one or for number two. You're moving some money around to buy the equipment that you need.
I mean, we took a really hard look at the equipment. I have Sam here. I would say if you have concerns about, I mean, sometimes you have a director standing here and you might say, like, I don't see the equipment every day. I'm going on secondhand information. Mm-hmm. I have firsthand and Sam here. So if you want questions about the status of any piece of equipment that we're planning on purchasing and the equipment going offline to be surplus, and even just like really what you need to buy this, why you need to buy this. I mean, these questions I see sometimes come to a director and they know, they've talked to staff, they've done the research, but they're not the person that worked on this equipment every day and maybe knows the full extent of the reasoning. So if you have questions, I strongly urge that you ask about any of these pieces of equipment. We really whittled this down. My direction was very clear that I want to decrease the size of the fleet as much as possible to keep our costs, fleet costs, as low as possible.
Okay, well, let me just follow up. So, I mean, on the 2011, and I guess I'll dovetail back on the 2014. So one of those is on the agenda this evening, which is the mowing for Stanley Golf Course on 2014, $67,000. That is for one of them. But I also see on the 2011 that, because there are two of them on the agenda this evening. There's one for Stanley Golf Course, and there's one. I think the total is $179,000.
I think the second one would be purchased directly from Stanley Golf Course fund. That the capital equipment bond was not buying both mowers for Stanley Golf Course. It was going to buy one.
Okay, can you explain then for the Public Works lawn mower specifically which one that is? Because I seem to remember, and I'll pull it up right here. You know, it's $88,000 is item F for this evening. So it doesn't seem to match the $67,000 or the $189,000. So how many lawnmowers, at the end of the day, how many lawnmowers are we anticipating to buying by the reorganization or recalculations of these proposals that we have before us?
Let's see. There was two mowers. I don't have the council agenda in front of me, so okay. I apologize. But we were buying two mowers for Stanley Golf Course, one of them through the capital equipment bond.
Yeah.
Sam, I'm not sure how, if we move the other mowing equipment forth on tonight's agenda.
For the record, all, please recognize Alderman Giantonio is also here.
Okay.
Okay. So just within this reauthorization,
yeah.
How many lawnmowers are you intending that we need to buy?
What is it? Yeah, three.
Three. Okay. Two for Public Works, one for the golf course.
No.
Okay.
Three for Public Works. The one for the golf course that was being purchased through city bonding is shown on the 2014 bond. It's the third item down.
Yep.
This other lawn mowing equipment is just for the other mowing responsibilities of Public Works, be it properties associated with property management, park properties, could be used for water department properties. And it's essentially, they're just like mowers that will see multiple use.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Moriarty. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion or questions? Alderman Pabon.
Through you to Mark. Are these pictures that you just showed here, this is from the salt that you guys use? Because these trucks are 2002.
Correct.
And they're beat to...
I mean, there's definitely, and that's why you see some of the increases on some of the allotments. When you see the low boy where we're compared to what we went with in a 2011 bonded agenda, and we had a 76,000. We're doing more stainless steel on the equipment because there's so much corrosion occurring on the vehicles from the salt. So,
remind me not to drive my Hummer in your city streets. Is this the green stuff you guys poured on?
I mean, we use the green stuff. We use the regular salt, but absolutely.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Further discussion or questions? Seeing none.
Wait a minute.
Alderwoman Belinsky.
Mr. Chairman, if I could rephrase my motion, because it seems like all we're doing, we're not changing the total bond. We're just reallocating dollars, and that is, and that's on both the first item, the $7 million and the $4 million. One is the $7 million and the other is the $4 million
over
2 years. Then I would like to rephrase my motion, and that is to accept and refer back to the council. I don't think we need a favorable recommendation, but I will be voting in favor of it.
So we're referring back with a neutral recommendation?
No. I'm just accepting and referring back to the council. I don't think for this particular one, I would give it a favorable, although I don't think that that's... I don't think that's required on this, and it's not in the mayor's warrant as far as whether or not, or the documentation that it's favorable or not.
Seconded by Alderman Chulworthy. Any discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of accepting and referring back?
It's a neutral recommendation.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The report is referred back to the council. Let's move on to the second item on the agenda, a report to amend another bond authorization in the amount of $4,070,000 to revise items to be purchased. Is there a motion? Alderwoman Belinsky.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to accept and refer back to the council with a favorable recommendation.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Discussion?
And just to clarify, which one of these is the 2011 and which one of these is the 2014? Do you know? Is it in the
of the total, the total bond allotment? I don't have that in front of me. I could.
It's my, am I understanding this incorrectly? In that one, the 7,520, that one is an appropriation for 1 year and the other's an appropriation for another year?
All of these purchases would be made almost as quickly as possible.
No, I'm talking about the two sheets you gave me.
One for one of them. There was a 3 year bond, 2011 through 2013. That's the 2011 bond. The second one was the bond, a 1 year bond that was done in 2014.
Okay, maybe I can rephrase my. So, item number
two. The second one is the 14.
Is the 14. Okay, thank you. So item one was 2011 bond, item two is 2014 bond. So I urge adoption, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions or discussion? Seeing none, the motion is to refer back to the council with a favorable recommendation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The report is referred back to the council with a favorable recommendation. Moving on to number three on the agenda, to act on a report of the Common Council. To act on a report to the Common Council of the City of New Britain regarding a resolution to close out completed capital projects and deauthorize the related unused bond authorizations. Is there a motion?
I see.
Point of information. Like, do we have that in front of us in some separate mm-hmm. item? Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, sir.
Yes. This item is not ready for your consideration this evening. We were hoping to have the resolution for you. That's why you don't have anything in your package.
Okay.
Becky Slaney and I met yesterday to start talking about the additional bond deauthorizations and closeouts that could be done and some possible revisions to the resolution you adopted on May 28th. We will have that ready for you for your September meeting, so I apologize. We had put it on here with the hopes that it would be ready, but it is not ready for the subcommittee or for the Common Council to review and act upon.
Okay. So, I was going to say, I think we should just leave it. Mm-hmm. I heard a motion to adjourn. I'll second it.
Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned at 6:37 p.m. We're going to proceed almost immediately into the special meeting of the Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law. We just get the agenda.
This is crazy.
What's that?
Oh, this is the report.
Special meeting for the...
What do you want?
$2.
Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law meeting, August 13, 2014. Alderman Dave DeFronzo.
Here.
Alderman Carlo Carlozzi.
Here.
Alderwoman Suzanne Bolinski.
Here.
Alderwoman Toni Lynn Collins.
Here.
Alderman Michael Trueworthy.
Here.
Alderman Adam Platosh.
Here.
Alderman Don Naples.
Here.
Alderman Jamie Giantonio.
Here.
Alderman Robert Schmedley.
Present.
Could you also see Alderwoman Shirley Black, Alderman Louis Salvio, Alderman Wilfredo Pabon, and Alderman Daniel Salerno?
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Can you please read the legal notice into the record?
There is no legal notice.
Just for clarification.
I'm sorry, we already had the...
Yeah, that's
we already had the public hearing on this.
Right.
So this meeting is to attempt to take up an issue that was before us last week. So before we begin, question to Corporation Counsel, who, since the previous vote was 4-4, mm-hmm. Who is allowed to make a motion to reconsider?
Anyone that voted against the resolution.
Anyone that voted against?
Anyone that voted against?
Or against.
It should be anybody, no?
No, but I believe it's because it's the prevailing side. So since it didn't pass, I think it's anyone that, in my opinion, it would be safer to go with anyone that voted against it.
I get you. Okay.
I wasn't here.
Well, I voted against it. So,
Mr. Chairman?
Alderman Carlozzi?
Through you to the council. So it didn't pass, but I'm still questioning, since it was 4-4, there were four votes to say no and four votes to say yes.
Correct.
So why are the four votes to say no the only ones that can, in your opinion, make a motion to reconsider?
Because a motion to reconsider can only be made by a member who voted with the prevailing side. And since it didn't pass,
The prevailing side are
the ones that voted against it.
But it didn't fail. It was actually a tie. Mm-hmm. So both sides were prevailing.
Well, but it failed because you didn't have a majority.
Right.
According to the standing rules as well. I mean, it didn't pass because you didn't have a majority voting in favor of it.
Yeah. Look, we had plenty of discussions on this Costco situation. We went back and forth, you know. I think now to not bring this up for a vote would just be silly. So I'll make a motion to reconsider.
Well, I don't know that you can, but I will.
I can because I was one of the people that voted no last
time. Yeah, because you can vote in this. I'll second it.
Thank you.
You have to have a vote on the motion to reconsider.
All those in favor of taking up the motion to reconsider, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, the motion to reconsider is approved, and now we'll proceed to I believe, Mr. Healy, can you come up to the podium just for a minute? Is this... We have a motion on the...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
I make a motion to accept and refer back to the council with a favorable recommendation, resolution 32797.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Naples. Thank you, Mr. Healy. So we took up a... Oh, I'm sorry, Alderman Giantonio has
go for it. Floor is yours.
We took up a version of this last week. Can you just talk to us about what's before us right now and if there are any changes to it or if there's any substantive changes to it?
Sure. It's my understanding, without having a copy of it in front of me now, that based on discussion between the mayor's office and council leadership, that a more amenable style of language as far as appointing the Board of Trustees who would be governing this trust, rather than having X number of appointees be only from or unilaterally from the mayor's office, it would be appointed by the mayor with the advice and consent of the council.
Thank you. I think the additional language here is that it's subject to approval by the council. The mayor will make the appointments subject to the approval and vote of the council. So I think that was a difference from before, where it was just an appointment by the mayor's office. And we've checked with Corporation Council, so this change can be made without having to go back to the Attorney General's office for a complete review. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
But the change would have to be made right now.
So we're actually, okay.
Because you brought back the original resolution as it was. So someone would have to make a motion to amend the resolution to add that language.
Alderwoman Walensky?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And that's what I was going to say, is that I think what we need to do in order to move it forward is to make an amendment. I will make the amendment after appointed by the mayor, comma, add the word subject to the approval by the Common Council.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
And what I will say is that it doesn't... that I like it better than it was, but it really doesn't get to what I was hoping to get to, which is having not have it political at all, not having the council involved, not having the mayor involved. But what I don't want to do is I don't want to hold up the process of moving forward. And if it has to go back to the Attorney General's office, I think that's what's going to happen, you know, obviously, if we don't pass it. So I am willing to, I appreciate the compromise from the mayor's office and adding this language, and so therefore I hope we can move it forward, and then if there needs to be more thought about how that gets developed from there, we can work on it. So thank you to her office, and I urge adoption.
Further discussion on the amendment? Alderman Schuerling?
On the amendment, this would alleviate the concerns that I had. I would like to, that was my biggest concern, was that where the allegiance, if you will, or where the fiduciary responsibility of the trustees lies. And I believe that they should continue to lie with the estate of Alex W. Stanley as he left it in his wishes. And obviously, though, this would allow for greater input onto those appointees. So with this amendment, that satisfies my I'll be voting in favor of this.
Thank you. Any other discussion on the amendment? So let's vote on the amendment now. All those in favor of amending the resolution, signify by saying up. Let's you on the microphone? No. Can we just see Alderman Santos for the record? All those in favor of the amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, amendment. And Eva Nemeshevsky. the amendment passes. So now we'll move on to considering the resolution as amended. And all those, any discussion on the resolution as amended? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, the resolution passes as amended.
Mr. Chairman?
Alderman Schuerling?
I have a point of personal privilege or a question through you to the Corporation Council. Given the fact that has just now passed, there is not a clean copy of that to go back to the council. Is it the expectation that this body pass this matter this evening?
Yes.
Okay, so we should run some photocopies.
Well, I believe that Jessica has.
Oh.
She has it in Word version, and she could probably.
Because we'll need to add that to the agenda.
I'm sorry?
That will need to be added to the agenda, yes. Then. As
it has
addition.
To be added to the council agenda.
Great.
Correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you,
Attorney
Picorsi.
Motion to adjourn was made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Meeting is adjourned at 6:48 p.m. The special meeting of the Common Council will start momentarily.